All right, so we'll say.
They're the right hand.
All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin.
Why do I do these?
Okay, all right, so we'll say, so let's go. So today's daf is daf chaf.
The rabbi, okay.
I'm gonna check to see what happens.
Yeah, just watch the video.
We good?
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect is not correct. It's good, it's good, it's perfect. Well, say today's daf is daf chaf. We're beginning your testament. A lot to do today. You know what? I forgot actually. I made you copies actually from the art scroll. But it looks like most of you, a lot of you, have an art scroll over here today. Basically, you need it for on the base. Okay, you know what? I'll give it to you after this year. It's in the office. It's right on the copy machine. Okay, thank you. So, well, so we left off. Again, your testament days, hey, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines up from the bottom. Again, let's go. So the Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum Kila Kedish Lichlein. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi testified on behalf of the Holy Assembly in Jerusalem, Al Shnei Adarim Shemekachin Osev Yom Iburehem, that both of the others, we actually read this yesterday, are sanctified as the new month on the day of their Ibor, their extra day, meaning Avosai, that day number 30 of Adar Rishon is Adar Beis, and day number 30 of Adar Beis is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'meimra d'chaserin avdina melein lo avdina. Is that to say that Adar is always a deficient month, always 29 days and never 30 days? Lafuki medidorash Rav Nachman bar Chisda. So we'll say this comes to exclude the following opinion. These rabbis testify in the name of Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Ashnei Adarim, on the two others, Shimratu La'asosin Shnei Malayin, Osin Shnei Osin. If they want to make, if the Beis Din wanted to make both months Malayin, complete 30 days, they can do so. Shnei Chaserin, ultimately, again, thank you, Manshi. Both of them, thank you. Both of them chaser, both of them deficient. You can do so. Echad malei ve'echad chaser osin. One of them malei, one of them chaser. It's okay. V'kach ha'yunogin begola. And this is in fact what they would do in the diaspora. Umishum rabenu, and the name of Rab. They said amru the olam echad malei ve'echad chaser. Ad shivad lechashu ho kvarosh chodesh bizmano. And Rav Rabosi said on the other hand that lemaisa one other is always malei, one other is always chaser. Until you know for sure that Rosh Chodesh was established in its right time. Okay, so we'll say fundamental machlokis about what the nature of the setup between Adar Aleph and Adar Beis ultimately is. Shocholei Mar Okva. They send to Mar Okva. Adar Asamach L'Nisan Le'olam Chaser. The Adar that is closest to Nisan is always Chaser. Master Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman raises the kasha. Al Shnei Chadash Mechalin Asah Shabbos. There are 2 months for which we allow the witnesses to be Mechal Shabbos in order to go ahead and come and give testimony to the Beis. And now when they speak about Chil Shabbos over here, what they're dafka referring to is the Tchum. Is a Tchum that we allow people to go ahead and traverse the Tchum in order to be able to go ahead and make it to Beis Din. So what are the 2 months? Al Nisan Va'al Tishrei. For the month of Nisan, the month of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, I Amrit B'Shlama Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser. If you tell me that sometimes, again, the month of Adar is Malei, sometimes the month of Adar is Chaser. Then I understand why you need to go ahead and violate Shabbos in order to give Kiddush HaKodesh, because why? You don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. Top of Chof. Ella, I amit li olam chaser. But if you say that Chodesh Adar is always chaser, it's always 29 days, amai mechalalinon. Why is there a need to allow the witnesses to Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis? And after all, again, you automatically know that Rosh Chodesh, remember, again, Rabbi Osai, the witness is going out for Chodesh Adar anyway. So once they're going out for Chodesh Adar, if Adar is always 29 days, then by definition, the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why would the witnesses have to Mechal Shabbos? Mishun the mitzvah lekadesh al-riyah. Oh, because says the Gemara, there is a mitzvah for Beis Din to go ahead and establish the new month based on the testimony of the witnesses. I mean, even if we know calendrically when Rosh Chodesh is, there is still a mitzvah to hear from the witnesses and to sanctify the month based on their testimony. Amrav Nachman, Nachman said, Afana Rami Tanina, we also learn this. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin Asah Shabbos. There are 2 months for which we are Mechal Shabbos in order to, again, Rabbos, like, when we say Mechal Shabbos again, we're talking about over here the ability to go ahead and traverse the Tchum. That's what we're referring to over here. So the Gemara says there are 2 months for which you'll be permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, Al Nisan Ba'al Tishrei, for Nisan and Tishrei. I amrit bishtam ali olam chaser mishum hachi mechalalina. So we'll say this is a little bit of a different version. So if you say that the month of Adar is always chaser, then I understand why we are mechal Shabbos for the month of Nisan. Why? Even though we know calendrically when the new month is, the mitzvah lekadish al ariyah, because it's a mitzvah to establish the new month based on what? Based on when the witnesses see the moon. Eli amrit zimnin mali, zimnin chaser. But if you say that sometimes it's mali, sometimes it's chaser, the month of Adar, amai mechal alinon, why are we mechal Shabbos? Ne'abre ha'idna v'nekad shei lebachar. Simply go ahead and declare it an Ibra month. Say that it has 30 days, and let's see mechalish it the next day, which would be Sunday. So the Gemara says, "I de'iklo yom shloshim b'Shabbos hachinami." If indeed the 30th day were to fall out on Shabbos, then I would agree. However, hacham asking, what's the case over here? De'iklo yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. Oh, the case of the Rabbosa is where the 31st day is on Shabbos, and what's the issue? So again, remember, by definition, we always know if no witnesses show up, day 31 by default is Rosh Chodesh, because a month can't be more than 30 days. So what's the case over here? 31st day fell out on Shabbos. The mitzvah lekadish al ariyah. And the mitzvah, as we said before, is to go ahead and sanctify the new month based on the testimony of the witnesses. Meaning, even though we know calendrically when the new month is, we want the new witnesses, we want their testimony. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching me that lemaisa, I'm permitted to go ahead and allow the witnesses to be mechalal the tchum in order to give testimony about the new month, even though we already know that in fact this is the new month. Okay, Master Rav Kahn raises a kasha. Kisha Mikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash stands, Mechalin Af Al Kulam, we're Mechal Shabbos for all Rosh Chodesh, right? For every single Rosh Chodesh, meaning we allow Rabbos, the witnesses, to always come, even if they have to traverse their tchum. Why? Mipnei Takonas HaKarban. Rabbos, because it's different, because remember, on Rosh Chodesh, there is a specific Karban that's brought to Karban Musaf, and therefore, again, we want to be able to offer the correct Karban. And because of that, lemaisa what? Because that we allow witnesses to mechal Shabbos for every single Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, midikul lam mishum demitzal kadesh al ri'ilam. Now, the Gemara could have just easily said that we allow you to go ahead and be mechal Shabbos every Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to go ahead and establish the new month based on the testimony of the witnesses. Right, the fact that the Gemara did not say that, therefore, Nisan v'Tishrei nami lav mishum demitzal kadesh al ri'ilam. Then it must be that, again, the reason that we allow you to mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei must be for something greater than just simply you want the testimony of the witnesses. So if you say that the month of Adar sometimes is complete, sometimes is deficient, sometimes it's 20 days, sometimes it's 30 days, I understand why you have to be Mechal Shabbos, because then I need to know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, ultimately in order to know when Pesach is. But if you tell me that it's always Chaser, the month of Adar is always Chaser, then why is there a need to go ahead and what? Then why is there a need to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos for it, for Kiddush HaChodesh? Therefore, the Gemara says to you, indeed, this is a refutation. So we'll say what the Gemara is holding right now is that it seems to subscribe to the view that Adar could be either a Mali or a Chaser. Because it can be either a Mali or a Chaser, therefore what? Therefore, you do require testimony of the witnesses in order to establish when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore, Chil Shabbos for the declaration of the new month, or for the witnesses to come forward, would be permitted. Kiyasa Ula Amar, when Ula came along, he said the following, Abru Ali Elo, so we'll say, listen to this, Ula travels from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he tells them, the rabbis declared Elo to be an Uber month, to be an Uber Chodesh, that's what? Elo has 30 days. Elo has 30 days. Amru Ula, Yodi Chavin Bavloi Maiti Vusa Avdina Ba'adayu. Do my Babylonian friends know what a good thing we did for them? So what Ula was saying was, the fact that they made Elul a 30-day month, ultimately, again, was a benefit to the people of Bavel. So the Gemara says, Maiti Vusa, what's so good? Ula Amar Mishum Yarkio. Ula said, it's a benefit because of the vegetables. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Misayo. Rav Acha Bar Chanina said, it's because of the dead. Now, what does the Mirabah say? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. It's almost right across. Rashi says, Mishum Yako, Lahafrid Shabbos V'yomtov, Ze Mize, Kadesh Lo Yichmoshi Yirakos Hane Echolos Kishin Chayin B'Shabbos, Sha'achar Yomtov, O B'yomtov Sha'ach Shabbos. So we'll say, apparently in this model, had they not declared Elul a 30-day month, if Elul would have been 29 days, apparently then Shabbos and Yom Tov would have fallen out back-to-back. They will say, what's the issue with that? The issue with that is, remember, that they would pick vegetables, whatever it is, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos, it's irrelevant. The point is, you can't pick vegetables on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov, where Ochel Nefesh is permitted, we saw in Beitzah, so harvesting is not one of the permitted, it's not one of the permitted malachos. So what would have happened? If you have to pick the vegetables on Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Shabbos for that matter, and you're not going to eat it till the second day. By the time you get to the second day, what happened? The vegetables are spoiled. They're spoiled. So therefore, Ula said that the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael went ahead and made Elul a 30-day month in order to benefit, he's saying the Jews of Bavel, we'll see why isn't the Jews everywhere, that they should have fresh food, fresh vegetables for Yom Tov. On the other hand, Rav Acha Bar Chanina says it was for the dead. Look at Rashi Mishum Esayo, Lahafrid Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Zemizeh, Shol Yasriach Meis Sheyamos Be'echad Mehen, Sheyei Rishav Le'kaber Lohayom V'Lol Machar. So we'll say, what was the concern? That if you have a two-day Yom Tov, or I should say Yom Tov and Shabbos back-to-back, if somebody dies on day one, and you can't bury them essentially until when? Until day three, or until Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Yom Tov, that is going to be compromise Kavod HaMeis. So therefore the Gemara goes weiter. My Be'ai, what's the practical difference between them? Between these two opinions, the practical difference I will say is the case of Yom Kippur that falls out on Sunday. So you have Shabbos and then Yom Kippur. Mandar Mishum Messiah Ma'avinon. So I will say if the reason they made a leap month, or I should say a full month of 30 days, was for the benefit for the dead, that same idea would still apply over here because you can't bury on Yom Kippur either. And therefore, again, there'd be a concern that a person could go unburied for 2 days. That would compromise the dignity of the mace. So therefore, again, in a case where Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, they would also go ahead and still create Elul as a 30-day month. Umadar Mishum Yarkio, but the one who said that they declared it a leap month, not a leap month, a full month, because of the freshness of the vegetables, Le'imas Kabaylu, when do you need the vegetables in this case? Le'arta, the boss say you need it on Matzah Yom Kippur, Le'arta Tarach Umaisi. So he'll go out to the field and he'll go out to his garden, he'll pick some vegetables on Matzah Yom Kippur. But according to the opinion who said that they made Elul a 30-day month in order to avoid having Shabbos and Yom Tov back-to-back for the benefit of the vegetables, why doesn't he also subscribe to the idea of the dead, right? Rather, I will say the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the case of Yom Tov that falls out right before or after Shabbos is a distinction between the two cases. Mandar Mishum Yarkio, the one who says that we made Elul a 30-day month, said people would have fresh vegetables, so therefore you wouldn't have Shabbos Yom Tov next to each other. Ma'abrinan, Umadar Mishum Esayah, and the one who says because of the dead, Efshar Ba'alami. I will say, remember the halacha is, we saw this in Beitza as well, that technically speaking you can bury the dead on Yom Tov, just you have to use non-Jews. So again, Jews can't bury Yom Tov, non-Jews can. So therefore, Abosai, the one who holds that the issue is vegetables, says that the truth is when it's Yom Tov and Shabbos, there's not an issue of compromising the dignity of the dead, because if there's a concern that the body may decompose or other things may occur, you could actually bury the person on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov by using Gentile assistance. So the Gemara goes back to Mandar Mishum Esaya, Lai Mishum Yakyo. But the Mandar who says that we went ahead, they made Elul a 30-day month because of the dead, why doesn't he also subscribe to the idea of the vegetables? Efshar b'chamimi. Apparently, again, you can go ahead and restore the freshness to vegetables. How? By placing them in hot water. See, even if it wilts a little bit or a lot, you can place it in hot water and you'll make it fresh again. Ihachi maishna lididan. So also the Gemara says, if that's the case, why, you know, Ula comes to Bavel, he comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he says to the people of Bavel, my brothers, do you know what we just did for you? Look how much we just did. We made Elul a 30-day month. Now the Gemara just explained, why does that help? It helps because, again, it avoided the juxtaposition of Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Therefore, they were able to have fresh vegetables. And also by avoiding the juxtaposition, it ensured that if somebody died, let's say on that first day or on one of those days, they'd be able to be buried within a relatively short amount of time. Why does Ula phrase it that the Tova is only for the Jews of Bavel? Right? He says again, this should be a benefit for the Jews of Eretz Yisrael as well. To which the Gemara says, Lididon, bless you, Lididon chavelan alma, Lidido lo chavelu b'alma. So we'll say, apparently, again, at this time of year, Elul time, it's not as hot in Eretz Yisrael as it is in Bavel. As it is Bavel. Now, also, what it's probably referring to over here is not just heat, but really humidity. Mm. Humidity. Just the Gemara talks about the humidity of Bavel. So apparently, again, because of the humidity, it would have posed a greater challenge for the Jews of Bavel, both in terms of the vegetables as well as in terms of the dead. And therefore, although the Jews of Eretz Yisrael benefit from it as well, the primary benefit is felt by our Babylonian brethren. Ini, is this so? Now, we'll say, is what so? If you look at Rashi, Rashi's Ini, it's the second wild line. Rashi, Ini, Vichima Abrinan Chodesh Tarf. Now, we'll say, what comes out from this sugya is something very interesting. What comes out from this sugya is you see that you have the ability to go ahead and create a full month for your own purposes. Meaning, what Ula said is, we made Elul, a 30-day month, not because witnesses showed up on the 30th day, but rather why? Almost like the Beis Din decided that we have to make this month a 30-day month for the benefits outlined above. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that true? That Beis Din has the power to declare a new month based on the way that they see is most beneficial? V'atani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yochul k'shem shema abrin es ha-shana l'tzorech, kach ma'abrin es ha-chodesh l'tzorech. One might have thought the same way, that we could create a leap year for our benefit, for our personal benefit. Again, when I say our personal benefit, we're talking about societal benefit here. So too, again, I can make a full month for our own benefit as well. Therefore, the pasuk says, this month is for you, the first of all months. Kazeh re'ei v'kadesh. You have to see the new moon like this, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu pointed out to Moshe, and you must sanctify the new month. Which also indicates that what? That the declaration of the new month is not dependent on what we want, but rather, again, ultimately what we see astronomically. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan la'abro, kan la'kadsho. Rabba say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, la'abro, la'asos hasachasra mole, v'tzorech mutar. What are we permitted to do? We're permitted to make a month, a 30-day month. However, l'kadsho, Rashi says, biyom shloshim alavana lo niris, v'myamtinu ad yom machar yei shabbos amikipur mesmucha eim akadsho l'tzorah. So also, the Gemara makes an interesting distinction, or Rav makes an interesting distinction. To declare the month a 30-day month, meaning to add an extra day to the month, that's okay. But to go ahead and declare a month a 29-day month, when what? When the new moon has not yet been seen, that you cannot do. So apparently, again, the Beis Din does have some level of flexibility in terms of adding, making the month what we call a mole. They can make the month a mole litzorech for their own purposes, or again, for the purposes of society. They can't make the month a chaser. They can't make it deficient for their own sorech. V'achi kamar, this is what it means to say. You might have thought that the same way, that you could add on an extra month to the year and you could add on an extra day to the month for the benefit of society. So too, again, you can go ahead and take away a day from the month, meaning make the month a chasra, a 29-day month. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this month is for you. Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh, you have to see the moon, and only then can you sanctify the month. The Chihad Amr of Yoshua ben Levi, and about that which Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Ma'aymin ala ha'idim, ala chodesh nira bizmano, la'abro. Rabbi says, it's very interesting, that literally Ma'aymin means we intimidate the witnesses. We intimidate the witnesses who saw the month that would make it a 29-day month, and not to have them not give their testimony until when? Until day number 30. Now, also, what does it mean we intimidate them? It sounds very intimidating. What it means is, Rashi points out, the Rambam actually points this out as well, we ask them a series of questions with the intention of confusing them in order that ultimately, again, their testimony does not fully check out because we want to be able to have that 30th day. Again, remember, what we're seeing over here from the Gemara is that there were times when Chazal felt, when the Beis Din felt, that we need that extra day in the month, whether it's for reasons we saw above or for other reasons. Now, here's what's interesting. At the end of the day, the power to declare the new month really rests with who? With the rest with who? With the Beis Din. So Beis Din is not abusing its power here. Beis Din is just pretty much expanding the scope of its already established power. So sometimes when we have to manipulate the calendar a little bit, the Gemara says we confuse the witnesses. We'll say again, it's pretty much what we just said before. We intimidate the witnesses if they come forward and they want to make the month a 29-day month. We intimidate them a little bit and discount their testimony because we want to make the month a 30-day month. But Lamais, again, what can't we do? The one thing you can't do, Rabosai, is you can't make a 30-day month 29 days. That you can't do, because at the end of the day, what you can do is you could delay an already arrived reality, but you cannot go ahead and invent a reality that does not yet exist. Ini, is that so? V'hashalach le'Rabbi Yehuda nesiyah le'Rabbi Ami. I bet Rabbi Yehuda nesiyah sent Rabbi Ami. Havu yodin shekol yomav Rabbi Yochanan. All these Rabbi Yochanan, hayu melandeinu, used to teach us, na'aymin ala idim ala chodesh, shelo nira bizmano, l'kadsho, afa pi shelo ra'uhu, yomar ra'inu, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught us all of our days that you can go ahead and intimidate the witnesses about a moon that was not seen in its time, to go ahead and sanctify it in its time, even though what? Even though they did not yet see it. Look at Rashi just a moment. Rabbi Yochanan actually taught us that not only can we make a 29-day month 30 days, but what? If we need to, we can even make a 30-day month 29 days. So how can you? We just said before you can't do that. Amar Abaye, look, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'Nisan v'Tishrei ha b'Shar Yarchi. So we'll say it depends on the month. In Nisan and Tishrei you could do this. The other months you may not. Look at Rashi. B'Nisan v'Tishrei shamoados teluyin ba v'kachin tzora. So we'll say the Gemara is suggesting over here is this current Rabbi Yochanan in the months of Nisan and Tishrei, which are the months ultimately upon on which all the Yom Tovim are dependent. Because remember again, it's in Tishrei that you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Nisan, you have Pesach. But remember, once you establish Pesach, what else do you establish? You establish Shavuos. Because remember, again, I don't need Aiden to tell me when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is, because that's easy. Once I'm on Pesach, is 50 days later, ultimately is Shavuos. What the Gemara is suggesting over here is under normal circumstances, the only thing you could do in a regular month is you can go ahead and you could add on a day. That you can do in the Kanshin. You could go ahead and add on a day, Litzorech. However, for Nisan and Tishrei, where there's the issue of Yomim Tovim, if you see that you need to make the month deficient in order to avoid, let's say, this overlapping of Shabbos and Yom Tov, or actually juxtaposition of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you're permitted to do, but only on Nisan and Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Had Ditani Rava Bar Shmuel Achirimi. That which Rava Bar Shmuel said is in fact the opinion of the Achirim. Look at Rashi. Just the Mahadatani Rabba Shein Ma'abri Mulam Akachin Tzora. So we'll say that which Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that you may not go ahead and either add on to the month or take away from the month for our societal purposes, that you can't do it. That's the opinion of the Achirim. Because what did the Achirim say? This Anya Achirim Omrim. The Achirim said Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Ela Dalid Yamin Bilvad. So the Achirim will say the way that the calendar is set up is that from year to year, there is not more than a 4-day interval between Shavuos this year and Shavuos last year, Rosh Hashanah this year, Rosh Hashanah last year, Vim Haisa Shanah Me'uberes, and if it was a leap year, then Chamisha, then there'll be a 5-day difference. So we'll say, according to this approach, the calendar is really fixed. The calendar is fixed, and as such, again, Beis Din does not have the flexibility to go ahead and declare 1 month Chaser or Malei for some type of Tzorech. Rav Dimi Abnehardar said, Masni Ipcha. He actually taught just the opposite. Ma'aymin ala idim ala chodesh shalom nira bizmano likadsho, ve'in ma'aymin ala idim ala chodesh nira bizmano la'abro. So here you have Rav Dimi Abnehardar teaching just the opposite. Then what? You can intimidate the witnesses in order to get them to declare an early month, to make it a 29-day month, but you may not go ahead and intimidate them what? To declare a later month, a 30-day month. What's the pshat? My time up. I'm a base. What's the reason? Ha mechzei kishikra. Halo mechzei kishikra. Because I will say, here's the difference. When they go ahead, look at Rashi. Hi mechzei kishikra. Kishiniris bizmana. I will say, if the moon appeared and the witnesses did not go ahead and testify about it, so the fact that they're saying, the fact that they're not testifying about it looks like a lie. Why? Because everybody could see the moon. So therefore, Rashi says again, kishiniris bizmana. So we'll say again, if Lemaisa, they saw the moon earlier, and yet nobody testified about it, so it's clear to everybody else saw it as well. It looks like they're lying. But I will say, in a case where Lemaisa, again, they want to say, we saw the moon on the night of the 29th, when in fact they may have not, then what? People won't pick up on that lie. Why? Because of myself. Let's say the witnesses saw the moon and not everyone else did. Okay, so we'll say, again, it's the same, he's subscribing to the same basic premise. That what? That you can go ahead and manipulate the month with Sorech. So essentially what we have is a three-way machlokes. We have one opinion that says you cannot manipulate the month at all, right? Whether to make it 30 days or to make it 29 days, it is what it is. It is what it is. You can't manipulate it for any kind of tzorach. That's opinion one. Opinion number two is that you can go ahead and manipulate it for what purpose? To make it longer, to make it 30 days, but not to make it 29 days. And opinion number three is what? You can intimidate the witnesses to make it shorter, but you may not manipulate or intimidate the witnesses to make it longer. So this is a three-way machlokes about can you go ahead and we'll say, how do we paskin? So the truth is, we actually paskin that Bazin, like the Rama paskins, that Bazin has the ability to go ahead and manipulate the months for Tzorech. If there is some type of pressing need, they actually have the ability both to make the month longer, obviously no longer than 30 days, or shorter, no shorter than 29 days, if it serves some type of communal benefit. Okay, so Gemara goes weiter. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said the following. Yechalina litakune lekula gola. I have the ability to literally fix the calendar for the entire diaspora. Rashi says, "Yechalila l'takune below ri'ias edim, without the testimony of witnesses." Ki baki ani betolos halavana v'yiluk v'sidra mazol. So essentially, Shmuel comes along and says, "I am very proficient in the moon, in the astronomy. I can fix the calendar for the entire diaspora, and you don't have to worry about hearing from the witnesses." Okay, it's a major claim. Amrli Abba Avua de Rabbi Smaloi, the Shmuel. So Abba, the father of Rabbi Smaloi, said to Shmuel, Yoda Mar, Hai Milsa de Sanya Besot Haibor. Tell me, Shmuel, do you know that thing? Do you know that information that is mentioned in a Sot Haibor? And I will say, Sot Haibor literally means the secret of the intercalation. And I will say, what does that mean? Look at Rashi, Sot Haibor, Braisa Shnui Bramazim. This is a body of knowledge that is all about the astronomical realities of our world. It teaches about the moon, the stars, the constellations. So now the father of Rabbi Smalley is asking, Shmuel, tell me, Shmuel, you said that you know everything about the calendar, everything about the moon. Do you know this piece of information that is contained in the Sod HaIbor? What does it say in the Sod HaIbor? This Sanya B'Sod HaIbor, Nolad Kodem Chatzos, O Nolad Acher Chatzos. Now, both say, I handed out these sheets. So those of you who have Article Gemara, you don't need these sheets. But if you don't have the Article Gemara, what I did feel here is the following. This is a complicated sugya that has to do with the way the moon functions. So obviously, we're not going to do it justice in the couple of minutes that we have, but I would strongly urge you to read the notes on the pages that I direct you. I'm going to be referencing them just for a little bit, and then you'll do more of it on your own. You know, we're familiar with this concept of the nolad, of the molad. So what's the molad? So interestingly enough, if you look on the first page of your handout, the molad is what's called astronomically the conjunction. So almost like conjunction is when the moon is directly opposite the sun. So when the moon is directly opposite the sun, which means it's in between the sun and the earth. So that means, again, the sun illuminates the part of the moon that faces the sun, but the part of the moon that faces the earth is absolutely dark. That's the molad, which means, again, I'll both say that is when there is a new moon, but because of just the way the moon is positioned, ultimately, again, you can't see anything. You can't see anything. So the Gemara says, it's just interesting, by the way, because whenever we announce, you know, the molad will be, you know, 22 minutes and 5 chalakim after 3, right? Wonderful. What does that mean? So that means, again, astronomically, that is when the moon is what we call in perfect conjunction. So the Gemara... It's good to know. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, "This sign you saw that Ibra." So again, remember, Avua de Shmuel, Avua de Rabbi Smalo is asking Shmuel, "Are you aware of this idea?" Now, what it's saying in the Sora Ibra, "Nolad kodem chatzos and nolad achar chatzos." That's what Rabbi say. It makes a difference if the molar occurs before chatzos or after chatzos. Are you familiar with that concept? Amar lei lo. Shmuel said, no, I'm not familiar with that concept. Amar lei, so Avuad Rabbi Smaloi said, or I should say Abba, said the following. He said, midaha lo yadamar, ikinami mil sa'achri, mili achranaisa de lo yadamar. So he gives a little bit of a shtach. He says, Shmuel, well, if you don't know that, chances are, there's a lot of other stuff you don't know either. And he was apparently a little bit surprised by Shmuel's statement that I am the answer to all of your calendrical woes, right? I can go ahead and establish a calendar. So Abba just says that's a tall order because it can be done. I both like, all right, it was done. We'll see. Hillel Hasheni did it for us. We have an established calendar, so it can be done. But obviously, it requires an incredible amount of knowledge. So just saying, Shmuel, do you really know everything that is necessary in order to establish this? And it's clear that the answer was no. So the Gemara says the following: Kisalik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went, and Rabbi Zera came there. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, Shalach Luhu, Sarach Shiyehe Laila V'Yom Minachodesh. So we'll say Rabbi Zera said the following: that in order for the new month to be declared the new month, you must have the night with the day along with it. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Hayom holich achra laila. We know that the day follows the night. Lios hayom minachodesh. Shahayelo lail shalafanov. Lamanu shemniris halavana hayishana mishicha shecha. Yom esher v'tish. So we'll say, listen to this. In other words, what the Gemara is going to say, and we'll explain this a little bit more as we go on, in order for the new month to be the new month, so the new moon must have appeared at night. If the new moon, if the old moon, so to speak, only appeared, which was the moon associated with the previous month, then the next day cannot be declared Rosh Chodesh. So again, in order for this day to be declared Rosh Chodesh, the new moon must have appeared that night. We'll discuss this idea between new moon and old moon in just a little bit. Vezush Amar Abba Avud Rabbi Smaloi, and this is what Abba, the father of Rabbi Smaloi, said. Nechashvin es toldoso. We have to go ahead and calculate, again, the birth, so to speak, of the new moon. Nolad kodem chatzos. If the new moon appears, if the mol, I should say, it's really nolad is conjunction. If conjunction occurred prior to midday, biyadua shenira samach l'shkiyas achama, then you know that the new moon will become visible prior to sunset or close to sunset. Lo nolad kodem chatzos. However, if conjunction did not occur, again, remember, conjunction is when the moon is directly opposite the sun. If conjunction did not occur before midday, biyadua shelo nira samach l'shkiyas achama, then the new moon will not be visible prior to sunset. Lemay nafkamina. Rabbi will say, who cares? Right? What does this matter to me? What the Gemara is really asking is, at the end of the day, most of us are not going to understand this stuff anyway. So what is it? So what's the nafkamina? So there is an important nafkamina. Why? So the Gemara says, la'achushe sahadi, to be able to go ahead and refute witnesses. Rabbi will say, again, when witnesses show up in Beis Din and give testimony that they saw the new moon, you have to be able to refute. You have to know what, at least the Beis Din has to know what they're talking about in order to be able to ask the necessary questions. So we'll say what comes out over here is something very interesting. What comes out is that Lamais, what the Gemara is suggesting is that in order for a particular day to be declared Rosh Chodesh, essentially the new moon must have appeared that night. If the new moon did not appear that night, then the mice again the next day cannot be declared Rosh Chodesh. And I will say, how do you know if the new moon is going to appear that night? The way to know it is how is based on the molad. If the molad occurred before midday, then the mice of the new moon will not be visible that night. If the molad conjunction occurred after midday, then the new moon will appear that night. If the new moon appears that night, then what? That gives you the ability to declare the next day Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rabbi Nachman, Chaf Dolid Shoi, Mechasi Sihira. This is very interesting. Comes along Rabbi Zera, name Rabbi Nachman, and says, for 24 hours after conjunction, for 24 hours after the Molad, the moon is not visible. Which we know, again, if you go outside and look at the time of the Molad, well, again, it won't work here because, again, it's Eretz Yisrael time. But again, if you were to look at the equivalent time, you go out on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, what do you see of the moon? What do you see of the moon? Nothing. Nothing. For 24 hours after Rosh Chodesh, the moon is not visible. Mechasi Sara, Lididon Shis Ma'atika. For us in Bavel, 6 hours of that is when the new moon is still present. V'timni Sari Bicharata. And 18 hours is of the new moon. Lididon Eretz Yisrael Shis Mecharata. 6 are of the new moon. V'timni Sari Me'atika. And 18 hours of that is the old moon. L'may nafkum, you know, what does this matter? Amar Rashi da chushei sahadim. It matters in order to be able to refute witnesses. Amar mar, sarach shiyehei laila v'yom min ha-chodesh. So we said before, Abbas said that what Mar said, that the day and night, meaning that the new moon must have appeared that night in order for the next day to be considered Rosh Chodesh. And how do we know that the day and night go together as a unit? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, me'erev ad erev. Because the Pasuk says from evening until evening. Abbas said, this is by Yom Kippur. Me'erev ad erev. So you see from here that Lamaisa, again, they are one unit. Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim l'chodesh ba'erev. Until the 21st day in the evening. Abbas says, by Pesach. So you see from here that Lamaisa, again, that it's ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim l'chodesh ba'erev, in the evening. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim ba'erev, lamadnu yitzi, I mean, it's in the wide lines, the widest lines of Rashi, about five lines in. Lamadnu yitzi ha'samoid ba'erev, hari shahala chayom achra laila. We see from here that what? That the Yom Tov ends at night. It ends at night. And you see from here that the night day unit is in fact one unit. So the Gemara says the following. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's the practical difference? Abai Omer Mashmoz Toshina Ik Benai. So Abai says, so it could be that there's not necessarily a halachic nafka, meaning because they're agreeing lahalocha on the same idea. But rather, again, the machlokas might be in terms of how you darshan psukim. All right. Rava Omer Rava says, Chatzos laila ikevenayim. And Rava says, no, in fact, again, the practical difference between them is chatzos. That what happens? The practical difference will be in a case where the old moon is seen before midnight. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Vechatzos laila ikevenayim. Man diof yom kippurim, the one who learns out from Yom Kippur, holich achar tchilas halayla. He holds that we go after the beginning of the night. Vechsev me'erev ad erev. Uledidei, imniras hayeshon afilu b'tchilas lel shloshim, shuv ein chodesh miskadeshes b'yom shloshim. So Rabbosai again, so therefore, according to the opinion who learns out from Yom Kippur, erev, therefore, aloch alamayse, he holds that the status of the day is determined at the beginning of the night. Therefore, if the old moon is visible at the beginning of the night, that automatically tells you that what? That the next day, that night and that day, cannot be declared as Rosh Chodesh. According to the one who learns it out from Pesach, from Matzos, so what happens? From Chatzos and on, the Torah tells you that the consumption of matzah is a reshus, is optional. So what do you see from here? That it's chatzos that's important. Therefore what? Even if the old moon was visible at the beginning of the night, but the old moon is visible as of chatzos, you could still declare that next month to be Rosh Chodesh. All right, we'll stop over here. Difficult sugya. Again, I would just urge you, take a look at the, I didn't direct for you all of the art scroll here, but again, at least to read a little bit of the astronomical realities, it's interesting.
If anybody can help me.